Lisa Stroh and Virginia Jewell have been keeping a full agenda. They've spent time with school administrators, school board, students, and the public. And they've toured the school facilities, the rec center, and town. Stroh is visiting from Valdez, where she is currently the superintendent. She's originally from Montana. She's been an educator for 3 decades in Montana and Alaska, where she worked in Kodiak and Valdez. She's been everything from a teacher to a county superintendent of schools, where she oversaw 8 school districts. She says a superintendent's role is 2 parts, at the school and in the community.
It really is the glue that holds a school district together. Plus, it's also the liaison with the community. You need to really, if you look at the broad sense of it, you're the umbrella. You work with the city. You work with the borough. You work with community members. You need to have good relationships there because, number one, it's for the funding, but it's also we're vital parts of a community. The other thing is, I need to have a close handle on that budget, and especially with declining enrollment, and sometimes the state legislature isn't very kind to the schools. I need to make sure that our school district is very solvent, and if we are declining in enrollment for the next year, project that so that we still can maintain our programs, and I think that's very, very important.
To come to Petersburg, Stroh would break her 2-year contract in Valdez. She's been there for only 1 year. She's open about the fact that there has been some conflict with a few members of the school board, but she won't get into too many details. She explains it this way.
I think that when you don't have the longevity in a position like as a superintendent, like I'm their 5th or 6th superintendent in a few years, I think that over time, the school board will naturally tend to make decisions that they wouldn't make if there was a strong leader in that superintendent role. And so after they've had 5 superintendents, and then I come in and I've got lots of years of experience and ideas on how to do things, it's very, very difficult to step back and allow that superintendent to make those decisions that they should be making. I don't blame them for that. They've just been used to doing that.
Stroh conducted her PhD dissertation on Alaska schools and the factors that most highly relate to teacher turnover rates in bush schools. She says the study looked at different factors that make teachers stay in a school district.
We know that longevity is very, very important to the education of children. And we looked at what about the location? You know, whether you're in Barrow or you're in Southeast. What about the money? What about the socioeconomic, the cultural status, things like that? What we really determined from that was none of those factors really were significant. What was significant was how a person came into a community and acclimated with that community. Like in the Bush school districts, many of the people that stayed, those teachers came into a district, they might have married somebody within that district, maybe they married a Native woman, so they just stayed there and they built their family there. And I think you can really generalize those findings to Petersburg in that somebody that's going to stay here is really going to acclimate to the people, the community, and this is really going to be home. And I guess I'm looking for a position where my family, we can stay here for a long time.
If Stroh got the job, she would bring her husband and 11-year-old daughter to town. She also has 2 sons who compete in college wrestling. She says her hobbies include quilting, fishing and hunting, and photography. The other finalist being considered for superintendent is Virginia Jewell, who goes by Ginger. She's visiting from Kuwait, where she works for the American University School of Kuwait. It's a 1-year contract to start at the school there. That's not the only overseas job that she's had. For 5 years prior to that, she worked in Saudi Arabia, where she says she was part of building a brand new city from scratch.
Working in a different culture is extremely interesting. And in Saudi Arabia, women have a very different role than they do here in the United States. So I was a female manager on a construction site with 40,000 men. And it's interesting. to say the least, because women there don't work. And so to be a woman and to be in a management position is kind of a tough place to be until they accept you. And it's brought me to a much more appreciative point in my life for the role of women in the United States society. Because you hear a lot of, you know, women's equality stuff here in the United States, and it's like, trust me, go someplace else. You'll find out we have it pretty good here.
Jewel is impressed with the Petersburg District's involvement with technology in its curriculum. She has a lot of background in education technology. She was the director of academic technology at Columbus State University for 6 years and the director of technology integration support services for a school district for 9 years. She says Petersburg has done a wonderful job, but there is room for growth, including to get all students a computer.
I think that based on the isolation, the fact that it's an island, the technology is amazing, and they have done an absolutely amazing job. I think you want to expand a one-to-one program, because how would you do your job without a computer? I mean, if you think about it, or you or nobody, and yet we kind of expect kids to do their job without a computer. And so I'd like to see one-to-one expanded all the way across the board with 24-hour take-home privileges. That's kind of a hike, but I think that that's a place that you have to get eventually. And I like to see kids moving more into digital resources. And what I see as really the next stages is there's going to be a real gamification, virtual worlds. That's a lot of where education is headed. About 35% of all college students now are 100% online students. And that trend is going to fall down into K-12.
Although Jewel is currently based in Kuwait, her home in the States is in Georgia. She spent most of her life in the New England area where she was born and raised. She has 5 grown children. She says she thinks that Petersburg School District would be the perfect fit for her.
It's very similar to the way I started my career in a very small rural school district, and it's sort of where my heart is. I grew up in small rural communities, and small school districts, you really get to know everybody because it's not a nameless, faceless environment. You know your kids, you know your parents, you know everybody in town, and you come together more, not just as a school community, but as a community as a whole, to do things and to get things done. And that's where I grew up. That's what I'm comfortable with.
Jewel says she has a lot of hobbies, including golfing, kung fu and tai chi, painting, embroidering, fishing, and being in the outdoors. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.